What's up, Useful Nonsense? We are back. I am Ruffy. This is Javi. We have been away on sabbatical. Mostly my fault. I'm gonna come clean. I'm gonna come clean. I was traveling. I was in and out of different cities. You know what I'm saying? We was moving around. So fuck you if you don't. I was living my best life. I was doing what I needed. Stop fucking laughing. You fucking. Hey. Fuck you. Before we get into this roast, hey, you want me to start roasting you right now?
Damn.
Then I got the flu.
He got it.
Say something stupid, dog. I dare you.
Bro, man, I don't even know. This is the most light skin ass Muslim I ever met, bro. Hey, I swear to God. This is the activities to this man.
Hey, bro.
Listen,
I got light skin activities, whatever, bro.
Man, this boy was like, I'm sick. For 2 weeks straight, I was like, damn, boy, what the fuck? Did you get pregnant? The fuck?
Bro, I was having morning sickness. My girl didn't pull out on me, dog.
That's crazy. See, I knew he liked pegging, bro.
Hey, listen. Hey, what?
He's like clutching glizzies with the fellas. What?
What?
Anyway. Can you do something for me?
21!
That's that shit I was telling y'all about. Bro. And that's why it's been a minute. Anyway, man, what's good with y'all, guys? Holy
bro,
how
he was asking for sex earlier, bro? I don't even know what he was talking about. I was like, bro, give me one sex. It's like, what? Yeah,
exactly. I'm too horny to work at a zoo, but anyways.
All right, okay. If you worked at the zoo, which animal would you fuck first?
Man. That's man.
It's gotta be the penguins, bro. They got the slippery slides.
The penguins,
they
bro.
They already lubed up, ready to go.
Man, you act like hippos ain't caked up. What
hey,
you
would
mean?
Hey, would you ever fuck a whale hole?
Probably not. I'd be so scared.
Wouldn't that be crazy though? Like, imagine you just fucking a whale hole and it just like bursts. Like,
oh, bro, goodbye to your dick.
Goodbye to you,
hey, bro. Like, that'd be painful. Holy
what kind
shit.
Of water pressure would that feel like,
bro? Bro? And that's gonna be on the most sensitive part of your body.
Imagine as you're coming, it blows.
Bro, blocked. What the fuck? What the hell, man?
How your 2 weeks been, bro? Talk to me.
Just been busy.
Busy?
Just been busy, man. It's just one thing.
Sound good with the headphones. Yeah. Sound good with the headphones.
That was nice. No, that was nice. I like that.
Told you, dog.
Nah, man. It's been a busy couple weeks for me. It's just been busy for both of us. I'm just giving them shit, but like, it's been busy for the both of us and our schedules.
And my schedule about to get busier too, so I'm excited.
Our schedule's about to get holidays.
You're about to get holidays. You're about to get raped.
I've been working 6 days a week, and those 6 days are about to get like
7 days
amped. Nah, I ain't touching my only day. Well, the week of Christmas, I'm gonna work 7 days a week.
Yeah, bro. And then on the day of Christmas, open up for $100 haircuts.
Yeah, I'm gonna have something. I'm working on. It's coming up literally. Oh man, it's been a busy month, man. Like, I just went to this barber contest yesterday. That was insane. Shout out to Clipper Beast out there. That was a crazy event. The finalist, y'all were fucking great. The person that won, you were phenomenal. That was Jazzy. Jazzy does, or something like that. He did the craziest design, bro.
That was a design comp?
The final part of the finalist round was a fade and a design thing. And like, I wish I had the confidence to jump into, like, the design game, but...
Why don't you? You're a great artist.
Because the hair texture is just different.
Yeah.
Good equipment for it, too, to be honest.
You do. Like, your skeletons,
All of them, bro. All of them are set to do that shit. I just... It's a lot. It's an internal thing before it becomes a practical thing.
What do you feel like... Where would you be scared to do it? Like, what about it scares you?
Just the texture and the direction of where the hair falls, and then setting that design is just a lot for me.
And I think you're digging too much into the technical aspect.
If you're watching, this is the shit he calls me on all the time. So you're getting too technical into the. Yeah. I used to overcomplicate my fading method back when I first started cutting hair. and I get way too technical on everything. I need to know what kind of, what's the name of the fade? What guards am I going to use? Am I dropping the fade? Am I opening and closing too much? Am I doing too many clicks? Mm-hmm. And I've really just got it down to a system of just fuck around and find out and then just go about that and have my own system on how I do it. But I haven't established any kind of system with designing, which is why I don't do designs right now. But yeah, dude, that
fade. But have you attempted them? Have you attempted any designing?
I do like little upside down crosses every now and then, you know what I mean? Or two little lines in the back of the corner of the nape area, you know, something cool.
Well, what about the little zigzag lines on like tapers and shit? Sometimes. Or like next time when I come get a haircut, like practice a design on my head on the part where we're going to bald it.
Yeah. Man,
Oh, you have a time constraint too.
Yeah, I have time constraints. What is he doing? My boy was sitting around smelling shit. He got his mouth open.
Hey, man, that boy ready.
That boy.
He's like, I smell some fucking bullshit.
He said, you know, cats smell bad things when they'll be like this.
Hell yeah. He's like, the ops is outside, homie. The ops is outside.
For real.
Why are we still inside?
Yeah, that barber contest was insane, though. There was a vendors from like, there was a shoe plug there. I bought Yeezy slides there.
Go ahead, put it up. Look at this.
Would have cost me like over $200 because he said Jews on TV and now cost me $150.
Damn.
So, that was nice. And then they had an armory guy. Like, he was selling guns and hunting equipment and shit like that, like cameras and whatnot. It was insane. Then there was like a clipper. There's a clipper vendor there too. Next Generation Barber Supply or something like that. They were pretty cool. Had a lot of shit there. They had that gamma gun that I don't know if you've ever seen it. That shit looks
cool. An alcohol gun?
No, it's an actual clipper.
Oh, yes. I have seen that.
That shit's funny. Yeah.
Does that clipper actually work or is it for like a model? No, like a toy? You know what I mean? Like a model toy.
It's a clipper.
Wow.
It's small too.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, man.
Classic Phase has that on there as like a display piece.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a pretty.
It's a really cool display piece if that's what that is for.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting one.
It's really cool, man. Yeah, dude. And then this next Saturday, I got Otaku. I'm going to go to Otaku. I'm going to go to this Japanese festival. I went to it about a month ago.
What's Otaku?
Otaku is this Japanese fest, and they have anime vendors there. They have like all types of Japanese and Korean cooking as well. Like also, like I had squid balls last time I was there, and like little lamb chops on a kebab and stuff like that. Like.
Yeah. So a lamb kebab, you fucking
yeah, I guess, but like, but no, for real, and like, and it was
lamb chops, but there was a kebab.
Yeah, it was like a lamb chop kebab, like diced up and shit. And it was seasoned real good, just no. Juicy. I was like, damn, bro, it has some rice on it.
It can't be a chop if it's on a skewer. A chop has a little bone on it.
It was like little squares.
Yeah, but that's a What's cube. That then? That's a cube. That's cubed lamb.
So just.
That's a kebab.
Lamb kebab.
Though. Yeah. All right. Lamb chops, but it was on a skewer,
lamb
dog.
Lamb chop kebab? Nah. And that was good as fuck. And the squid balls were good, too. They all had actual squid on a stick. But I was way too pussy to try that.
I can't eat octopus, bro.
Man.
I watched that documentary, My Octopus Friend or whatever.
Yeah.
And since then, I've never been able to eat octopus again. Just because like, I realized how smart octopuses were. And I was like, yo, these motherfuckers are smart and they're resourceful.
Boy,
and
like, I'm going to get a third eye. No.
Nah, but it was really interesting, like, watching that documentary, and it changed my perspective on octopus. And now I just can't eat octopus because I think I look at them like if they didn't have short lifespans, because octopuses only live for 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if they didn't have a limited lifespan, they would be running the ocean. They would be the apex predator of the ocean.
That's crazy.
Just because, they use like shells of other animals as like hideouts, right? And they use it as like a way to defend themselves. They can also camouflage. Mm. Each tentacle is its own brain.
It's crazy what's under that water, bro. If you think about it.
But each tentacle is a brain of its like. Of the octopus.
That's crazy.
So technically the octopus has 9 brains. Like the main brain and then 8 tentacles. And each tentacle has so many has more sensors like on per like little suction cup than we do in the human tongue.
Damn. Really?
Yeah. Damn. So the amount of information that an octopus can collect off of one touch is like infinite times more than humans can do with all of their senses. And they had the same type of eyes that we do. Their eyes evolved differently.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know it got like that.
Oh, their octopuses are fucking fascinating.
Oh, they also were selling a lot of anime-related things, too. I got this, like, Attack on Titan poster and a bunch of other little shit that I forget where I have it at. And
this is new.
They had a... Oh, yeah, that shelf I just had. Yeah, that little shelf I put there. Yeah, dude. Been working on the little background over here a little bit here.
No, I like it. I like it. You got the Ten Commandments.
Yeah, to make Ten Commandments of the barbering.
Pissed off barber.
Yeah, bro.
Every person should read these Ten Commandments.
They're really important.
Very important.
I'm probably going to make a reel on the Ten Commandments.
Are you? Maybe. Are you going to dress up as Moses?
Maybe.
That'd be the funniest thing.
Yeah, dude. Put a wig on.
Put a white wig on, a red robe?
Yeah, put a wig on.
That's it. That's why I love headphones, man.
Yeah, it was insane. Man, what's new with you?
Just this, bro. Like, just working. Got some opportunities coming up that I don't want to speak on just yet.
No, don't do that. Evil eye.
But, yeah, no, for sure. Evil eye for sure, dog. And I've been feeling that effects of the evil eye. So, once the opportunities come and things are solidified on that, then I'll be making an announcement on that. And I'm excited for that. If everything works out with that, man, yeah, there's gonna be a lot of level ups.
Hell yeah.
There's gonna be a lot of level. What's that? What'd you just do?
It's for your luck.
Oh, thank you.
Good luck chime.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I ain't know what you just did there, bro. Cause you got crystals all over this fucking house. I'd be having to say stuck for luck every time I come into this house.
Witchcraft.
Anyways, yeah, I know. You with this fucking hoodoo voodoo shit.
We won't talk about my brujeria and my bloodline. But anyways.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Hi.
What is so, that? Wait, whoa. You're not going to do. And so you're not going to walk past that. What did you just say? We're not going to talk about our what bloodline?
Clutching glizzies with the fellas.
What? Paul. yo, this is going to be the best cop out ever. This is going to be the best way to get out of shit. Like, your girl say some shit to you. Nah, I just clutching glizzies with the fellas. And you walk off. Just walk. What? What did he say? What he say?
I knew he was on that gay shit. What the fuck?
I can't do that. Can I do the Asian accent even? I mean, I'm from Asia. I'm Asian, technically.
I don't know. You're light-skinned enough to be emotional and shit. So you
hey, dude, why you keep saying shit? I get it, bro. I'm emotional, dog. Damn.
Robbie the type to do some 90s R&B dancing in the rain whenever he's sad and shit.
No, I'll be in the shower like... Bro, I'd be having the whole storylines be playing in my head.
What was about, that? On that song of Metro Boomin, what was it?
Which one? Creeping?
I don't know.
Oh, bro, Creeping? Hey, Creeping, dog? Hey, look, I'm in a happy relationship, and Creeping had me in my feels, dog.
Like, how did I know, bro? Emotional ass.
Yo, when he said, I don't want to know if you're creeping on the low, I was like, me too, I don't want to know.
You're like, he's me.
I'm him.
Yeah. Good times, man. Good times. That's some good shit. Hell yeah.
Bro, that song is, that whole album is actually very good.
It's going to age really well because people aren't really like catching on to the, it's not getting a lot of hype like a Drake album would.
I don't know why. I don't know why,
that's
bro.
That's how pieces of arts are, though.
The thing is, bro, the replay value on that album is good.
It gets better when you replay it.
Dude,
I had it playing today a lot, and I was like, I love this more now.
Bro, the song that the very first song, the one after the one with John Legend,
yeah.
Right?
Superheroes.
Yeah. Bro, Superheroes was so good. When Future said, do some graphic, fuck me in the car.
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, man.
That Future, what? That is so.
Yeah, bro.
Write that shit down.
Gems, man. Gems. Clutching glizzes with the fellas. Art.
21. And you do something for me.
Zesty ass. Goddamn. Nah, man.
Nah, that shit's so funny, bro. Man, the fact that he dropped that specific verse right after that song and nobody has caught on yet. The fact that there's not memes on that shit yet don't make no... We need to make a meme on that.
21, can you do? I'm pretty sure Drake paid to have the memes taken down, because the internet was blowing up the first week. on his zestiness.
Bro, but they do that every time. Like Hotline Bling, everybody was making fun of him for that.
Oh yeah, and then throwing Drake, the pizza on, throwing this like the whatever the fuck.
Bro, think about it. Drake understands the internet culture so well. He understands that the fact that people are making fun of the song is a good thing.
Yeah.
Right? I think a lot of artists don't understand that still till this until this day. I think the best one to understand it would be Tekashi 6ix9ine when he just became a comedic act to where he was like, you hate me or you love me, but you talk about me. Right? So same thing with Drake. Drake's like, if this becomes a meme, this is even better. Because everybody's going to remix the song. That's going to make the streams go up. Everybody's going to put in their TikToks and everybody's going to put in their Reels and YouTube Shorts. And that's just going to get the numbers up on the song. Right? So, yeah, it's more exposure. And it becomes part of culture. Like, it gets ingrained in that culture. Now, anytime you see that picture of Drake like this or whatever in the lights, you automatically know where that's from. From Hotline Bling. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. So, like, that's the thing. He likes to... I think he does that shit intentionally. I really do think he
figures... Make a mark on the internet, man.
Bro, I really think he does... He has somebody on his team that's like... Like, you gotta make a song that's gonna be a little weird, but it's gonna pop.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta break the surface, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, it's always catchy too.
Yeah. You need groundbreaking work.
He's like, because
you can stick to your formula, Future, but and you'll make great money, but not everyone. But
Future's
should...
a meme too.
Yeah, exactly. If it wasn't for the Toxic Boy meme, it'd be okay, but like, you can stick to your formula, what you do, Future. And still make a lot of money versus like Drake, where he's such a versatile artist. He can go from light skin ass lover boy to like this hard ass, like trap feel to it. And
why
I think
you pointing at me, dog? why you keep pointing at me when you saying lover boy? You saying dramatic. Hey, man, I don't like no way.
And you can tell he got a lot of his inspiration in 2016 from a lot of his like light skin, like. Lover boy, like sort tendencies? Of esque to, yeah. Just like the whole way, like when he gets real R&B with it, you can tell he got a lot of inspo from like, you know, people he grew up watching, and then also the ongoing like the beginning act of like R&B soul picking back up in 2016 from like Bryson Tiller, which is when he got really close to him, and then you started seeing like Passion Fruit became like the next big thing. What was the other
Passion
one?
Passion Fruit.
Yeah. That's something he wouldn't have let out of his terabyte box, his music box. He would have kept that in the
drafts. Or even that whole More Life thing was pretty interesting,
More
too.
More Life was... I was trying to think of what the song is on More Life.
What was the one where he did like a island album?
Teenage Fever was another one. If you want my love and you...
Most recent shit he dropped before the Drake and 21 Savage thing that he did?
Oh, it was honestly never mind. I loved that album.
Yeah, that album.
That was a very progressive album, and it's aged really well, and it's gonna age even better in time. This next summer, it's gonna get even stupider in the clubs. That's something that DJs are gonna remix and play in Europe at like those Euro bars and shit like that. And,
you think so?
Oh, it's already aged really well in my book because I've been pretty open to EDM and that sound, and that's kind of where he was in that house genre. Beautiful. And it's going to do well. And it's so funny how he aligned his three albums. It was like CLB, which is like on the cover is like little pregnancy emojis. Then it's metaphorically in 9 months he dropped, honestly, never mind, 9 months from whenever he dropped CLB. So that's the crazy thing is he gave birth to a newer thing, which is what you do when you fuck a girl, you knock her up, you give him birth to something new. And then after that, it was Her Loss, which I think was just shots at Rihanna, to be honest.
I don't think Rihanna lost, though. I don't think it was her loss.
Like, but yeah, but like he's in that fuckboy mindset. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think she leveled up.
Oh, no, she definitely did. So that's definitely... I'm in no way, so that Rocky doesn't send anyone out to me. I'm in no way saying that. I'm in no way saying that Rihanna stepped down or it was her loss. But I think that's what Drake's message was.
But like ASAP's like a fashion icon.
Yeah.
Like ASAP Rocky's legit a fashion icon.
This is true.
Of like, if you look at everything, like there's a whole thread, bro. I went down this whole YouTube thing one time where they was comparing Travis and ASAP. Because remember, ASAP in an interview said that Travis took all of his own shit, and like they did a breakdown. Every time ASAP would do something, Travis would try to copy it. In terms of like fashion and shit, Like ASAP would do it a year before, and then Travis would do it the next. And ASAP would change it up again, and so would Travis. So it was like it was really interesting to see that. But at the same time, there's a lot of people that say that ASAP got his shit from Houston. So it's like you can't really hate on Travis for biting off your shit when you try, you know, like his
biting
very first,
off the whole city. So.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like I like ASAP, and I like Travis. Like I love and hate Travis. I love and hate. It's weird, man.
Man, I love them both. I hate to see what happened to Travis over time with the whole Astroworld thing, but
That aged horribly.
That aged horribly, bro. But it was cool hearing him though album, on Metro.
The album was so good.
Hearing him on Metro was kind of nice.
Song with him in Future.
What was it called?
On the Low.
Is that
on the Low? Let me see. I was listening to it earlier. I was waiting for your ass.
Oh yeah, I dozed.
Lock on me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
Lock on me went hard. Raindrops was
nice. That's what I was thinking about.
Raindrops is one of my favorite songs off that album right now. Trance is really good. Around Me is good with Don Toliver. I Can't Save You is so good.
There's
Creeping
a good amount
good.
Of Don Toliver on there. I really like Don Toliver.
Niagara Falls was so good. But I honestly felt like the album could have done less of 21 Savage. Mm-hmm. I really do. I don't. Personally, I'm not a big 21 fan. I mean, he's a good artist. I just don't. He's not my type of artist. Right? I don't like his flow. That's just me. So I feel like the album could have done less of 21 and probably more of like other artists. Like it would have been cool to see like if they would have had like something from Jackboy on.
I think there's going to be like it's going to be like an extended version of that album.
I hope so.
Because he did that on his, with that other Metro Boomin album that he dropped without 21 Savage. It was Heroes or something else. This one's Heroes and Villains, and then there was one that was like came out in 2018 or 2017.
Yeah.
And it's like a dude in explosion in the background of the album. That was pretty good. And then they released afterwards, like a month later, like an extended version of it. Like 9 more songs were on it. So I'm excited to see that. I'm surprised there wasn't an Uzi thing on there. I really like Uzi. Another artist I think we should talk about is Bad Bunny. That dude.
He's talented as fuck. We're watching his videos right now.
Yeah, dude.
He is extremely talented.
Hey, dude, this is a real successful artist. And, bro, I think he's the only one that has this. He has the best contract with Sony.
How so?
Like, usually it's like a 40-60 split where he receives 40 or worse. But this dude has a 90-10 with Sony where he receives 90% of his music's like proceeds and stuff like that from his records.
So he owns his masters, basically.
I don't know about
that. It's more of a licensing deal then.
It's more, yeah, that, and then over how much more money you're receiving from your distribution as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So basically, the only way you're gonna be able to get more distribution is if you own your masters.
And so, like, the thing with that is, like, I think he has a bigger share with what he makes, but then also they're allowed to put him in random commercials like Corona or like Hot Cheetos and stuff like that, and take the full proceeds from that since he's receiving
his full enchilada.
For like his music since he's
so that's actually stuff. Really smart on his end, because he's like, my music is going to generate more money than these ads will.
And he's been touring literally since this time last year, and he just finished up he's finishing up his tour this month in December 2022.
Didn't he talk about like he's gonna not be touring this coming year?
Yeah, so
like no new music, nothing.
I wouldn't either because like people don't understand that he packed out legit soccer stadiums.
Oh yeah,
in different countries, like legit to the brim, packed out. Like they it would take you 3 hours to get out of there after you're done with the concert.
Oh dude, when he was in Houston,
city blocks was blocked off. Yeah,
like,
dude, it took me an hour and a half to get home. But like in like Mexico and different parts of like South America, right? Like filling out like soccer stadiums and shit like that is insane. These big ass like venues. And yeah, he was doing that his first half of the year. It was called what was it? It was some other tour. The name was some other tour. And then the second half of the year was the tour that I went to. It was called the World's Hottest Tour. The summer's hottest tour, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Our hottest tour in the world, sorry. I mean, it's just right there. World's Hottest Tour. and that was even more crazier because that was just after he dropped his other album. Because he's been behind. He didn't get to go on tour in 2020 when he dropped his album. And he dropped another album in 2020 when the pandemic happened. And then another one in 2021. And he dropped another one this year. And that's just been insanity. Like, the hype and
stuff.
He's
all
in
Spanish, though, right?
Yeah. There's no English. There's no English dub.
I wish he made music in English, too.
Nah. He has such a tight grasp on the... on the Spanish audience. Does he speak worldwide? English, though? I don't know.
He's Puerto Rican, right?
A little bit.
But he's Puerto Rican, though, right?
Yes.
But don't they speak English over there?
Not everyone knows it, though.
But aren't they like a territory of America?
Something like that.
So wouldn't they like teach them English over there?
I think it's a little choppy, though. I don't think he went to like public school for a long time. But anyways, yeah, that dude killed it. I remember I was on those floor seats. And bruh, that was insane.
You got floor seats?
Oh, yeah, I got floor seats.
How much you drop on them seats?
I drop money. That's what I drop. And, man, that was an insane.
That means he dropped a stack.
And that was an insane venue, bro. Like, that was an... I've never seen that many... I didn't realize there's that many beaners in Houston until I went to a Bad Bunny concert. It's crazy. It was crazy. Like, God damn, there's so many of them, and they look so good, and they all look like me. What the fuck? And they all exist in the city right now.
Conceited.
And yeah, man, it's insane. Like, goddamn. And like, it was packed out. Like, so I was down there looking up because it was at Minute Maid, and it was just every seat was filled out. And like, he would say to turn the lights on, and everyone has their light up wristband, so you see all these goddamn like lights. It was cool. I don't go.
That's
off
pretty
shit.
Cool.
I don't give a shit like that often.
So he makes his concerts very interactive, from what it sounds.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah, the dude had a floating island going from one side of the map to the other.
That's what makes him such a cool artist, because he makes his concerts interactive. Like everybody does concerts, right? Everybody does concerts, but like, he makes you feel like you're a part of the concert. Like you're a piece in the concert. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, making it interactive like that, like, you just something simple as, like, light up wristbands. No. Where when he says light up, all the wristbands just light up.
Yeah, exactly. And then you turn your phone on, too. So then, like, it lit up the entire stadium when everyone turned their phones on.
Isn't that crazy? That must have been, like, a surreal feeling being
it there. Was. I was like, damn, I'm really watching this dude. He's a big-ass motherfucker, too. Dude's, like, 6'2". I was like, this is crazy. And then I saw the love of my life there. She performed there, lead singer for the Marías. And I didn't know, because she went on there on stage with him, and then she went off stage. In my video, as I'm recording him sing the next song and like whatnot, I don't realize that she's right here next to the rails, just kind of like hand dancing with people and saying hi and doing some pictures and just being sweet. She's right there in my fucking video, and I didn't even realize it. And I'm just like recording Bad Bunny and his dancers, and she's like right here looking fine as shit. Anyways, I missed the shot, man.
You could have gone and talked to her.
I could have been over there and be like, listen, like, I know you don't know me, but like, I'm the love of your life, you're the love of my life, and here going forward, I need you to know that, because we're about to spend every second together. There's some light skin I'm on my Rafi right now.
Hey, dog. Go.
She's so fine though, man. She's so
what's her
fine.
Name?
Marie. That's a good question. Let's Google up the lead singer.
How is she the love of your life? You don't even know her name.
Because that's how it works, bro.
Look, the lead singer for the Marías, he don't even know your name. He don't even know your name.
Exactly.
And but you love his life.
The love of my life.
He gonna cheat on you.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna play victim too. What you mean? let's see. Oh, her name actually is Maria. Okay, cool.
How ironic. How ironic.
Yeah, bro.
She's the lead singer of the fucking group named after her.
She on some hobby shit, bro. She self-obsessed. I love it. Oh, man.
You been learning new things about aliens and shit, bro?
Aliens, bro. Man. I know a little bit about aliens. I know you know more about aliens and all the alien shit to that. Bro, I've been studying up some shit on angels, though.
Oh, yeah? Talk
crazy
to me.
Crazy shit on angels,
enlighten
bro.
Me.
Like, there's been, like, there's this crazy how
start from the beginning.
Man. Like, I was researching around on what I can find on aliens. Has there been, like, any angel sightings and aliens and angels? And, like, I've noticed, like, throughout some of the articles I find, the alleged articles, I mean, the alleged stories to these articles, it's a lot of correlations to the confusion of whether they witnessed an angel or an alien. It's insane. But like, even in this old Islamic text that they claim to have seen a light beings come from the sky. But the thing is, in religion, there's a lot of religions out there that claim to have seen light beings. And the thing with angels is most of them resonate. They give off light and shit like that. That's what's scary about that. And usually they only come around in times of like crisis and just crazy notable moment in mankind history. And so like that's the scary thing.
That's crazy you say that, because that translates really well with the theory of the Anunnaki.
Yep. Yep. And allegedly on the flat earther map, whatchamacallit, is the Anunnaki lands allegedly right outside of our ice walls. And
ice walls, talk to me.
You know, our ice walls are
we have ice walls?
We allegedly have on flat, according to flat earthers, we're in a little dome, mm-hmm. and then outside of it are other domes, but the other dome worlds, but then Anunnaki land is like at the top left, or was, it's a floating dome that goes around the greater infinite Terra.
What the hell is infinite Terra?
Bruh, it's like.
You about to convert me to flat earth. This just sounds so cool.
Yeah, bro. Flat earth is kind of scary, but it's interesting.
Why is it scary?
It's scary because like everything we know is a lie. It's true. But it's interesting because.
But is that so bad?
But you know how people are with welcoming new information, though. You have to think about how the world thinks and how they react to new news. They just be going crazy. We have one religion here and have one religion there. And they're like, oh, you know what? Fuck your religion and your new religion shit. Ours is more real. And that's just kind of. Yeah, bro. Boomy's cool. He knows good energy. Yeah, he's cool. He ain't a biter. He's a little awkward, though.
What you doing, boy?
Yeah, bro.
Cats are a good thing in Islam.
Yeah, bro.
Cats like bring blessings. In Islam, they talk about how cats bring blessings, and the Prophet used to love cats.
Yeah.
So having cats in your household is a good thing. And I've also found out why dogs are like haram in Islam, because they like prevent blessings from coming.
Angels, though, bro. So, like, the crazy thing about that, angels are scary as shit. Because, like, apparently, if you ever do run into an angel, there's no way you can lie to it. And, like, these same beings, other people from different religions and different times have run into these little beings, these kite like. Light beings.
What'd you say? Kite-like. Oh, okay. Beings. I thought we were about to get canceled. I thought we was about to get canceled, dog.
Stop it. Anyways, so yeah. Everybody throughout time has claimed to have seen these kite-like light beings, right? Because they all describe them as a fabric-y thing that resonates light in the sun. And you can't lie to these things, allegedly. And that's the scary thing about that. If you ever run into one, you know when one is there. And you cannot, and no matter if you're mean, you lie a lot, you're going to tell every drop of the truth. And that's the scary thing about that, is a lot of people throughout time has claimed to have run into these things, whether it is they've spoken to them or if they've just passed by one and interacted with it and then went about their business. And that's the scary thing to that is like, there's even some angels, I mean, we know of one called Lucifer. He's supposed to be like the most rebellious angel out there, but really he's just a stubborn child. If you really read the text, bruh, there's some angels that just straight up would kill humans for the greater good. It's insane, bro. I think like, and the thing with like Jordan Peele is he's kind of hinted at these angels, and in his most newest movie, Nope. Bro, that shit's fucking creepy. If you go look up what an actual angel looks like, because angels in real angels, how we depict them in nowadays times, is they look like a human with like blushing cheeks, blonde hair, blonde curly hair with like wings and shit. But like actual angels from back in the day look scary as shit. They look like these little kite things, these cloth curtain things with eyeballs all over them. And bruh. The whole room gets allegedly very cold. This has been described in a lot of the stories that I've read. That no matter if you're within proximity of them, the whole room gets cold. And the thing with that is in the movie Nope, if you look at that damn creature that he sees in Nope, when it opens up and it isn't looking so flying saucerish, it doesn't look like a UFO. It looks like the legit. Folklore, like, you know, the story to the angels and what they looked like back then, and it's real creepy to it. And to think that throughout time people have allegedly run into these things and have spoken with some of them, people from different backgrounds, different religions, and history, different points in history, it makes you question what actually was going on in their time. Like, well, because they only ever show up through times of crisis, when mankind needs guidance and stuff like that. They come down here and allegedly do bidding for the greater power, God or whatever. So that's the scary shit to that, bro. What you got?
Do you think they would like? So what do you think about like with Noah's flood and all these different things that they talk about, the different cataclysms that have happened over time, where humanity has had to restart, and like every ancient civilization talks about, you know, like encounter with beings that come in and during times of crisis, like the Egyptians had it, the Sumerians had it, the Babylonians, the Akkadians, the, you know, all those previous, like even like the Mayans, the Aztecs, the pyramids that are in Central and South America, the Amazons, they all talk about beings coming in and, you know, helping out, you know, giving information and stuff like that, knowledge on agriculture and all of these things during times of crisis. So I feel like those stories and then like stories of like religious texts are like puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like the different religions and stuff like that are created in a way to confuse people to not really believe it. But over here on the Islamic side, we believe it. You know what I'm saying? That Islam is the one true religion. Because honestly, like in the Quran, it answers a lot of those questions.
Do you trust the system that puts out the information and the like for me, I grew up in a Catholic setting,
mm-hmm.
and you asked me if I trust the Vatican and everything mm-hmm. like that, I'm gonna say hell no.
Yeah, because the Bible has been the Bible has been modified. The Quran hasn't.
Yeah,
that's the
but
thing.
The people that run the system to the Quran and like the way it all
that's
works.
The thing, people don't run the system to Quran. That's
how,
a weird
so how
thing.
Does that work then?
So the way the Quran is written,
and like the organization to it all, like
there is no like organization.
So describe the big temples that we see, like
those are just mosques.
Yeah,
those are just
huge ones, like on the other side of the world. Mm-hmm. I always wondered, like who orchestrates that? Is there there's a companies to that, or
no?
Does God speak to you and tell you to all show up at a certain time, or is there somebody running like an actual like?
So it just depends. Like when it opens, there's organizations.
So then there is an organization that runs it. Okay.
So organizations in terms of that individual mosque. Right, like there's like that had helped like community stuff and like outreach and you know stuff like that. But in terms of like mosque building, a lot of times like in Middle East and stuff like that, it's just there's mosques that are like 1400, you know, like thousands of years old, and they've been rebuilt over time and you know reconstructed and stuff like that. And sometimes when people just have a lot of money, like in those places, they'll build the mosques, or like the countries themselves, the Muslim countries themselves, will build these mosques and stuff like that. And in terms of like with the Quran, the way that it's written, you misplace one dot or one apostrophe, you know, whatever the punctuation that they use in Arabic, you misplace one of them, it destroys the whole. There's no way to restructure it or rewrite the Quran in a way to benefit you.
Yeah.
There's no way to do that.
So it sounds foolproof.
It's foolproof. It is the only foolproof religion, which is crazy because it's been the only religion that has not been modified in any way to allow for anything else to go down.
It sounds like they know how people are.
Yeah. No, exactly.
And they know how people can progress and grow into. And,
exactly.
And they know, like, going few forward, motherfuckers could come in and play with this mm-hmm. to play to their agenda.
100%.
And that's not the point of what we're starting today.
Exactly, exactly. And that's kind of like the whole thing that was like when the religions, when Islam was introduced to, was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, you know, that's kind of the way it was revealed. It was because of that. Because, like, every other book that was sent down was modified or corrupted, and this was sent down in a way that was foolproof. And even the way that we pray, it's like, you know what I mean? There was something talking, I was saw this video, and this guy was, imam was talking about, this guy had converted to Islam, right? And he was talking about how he used to go to church, and they used to say, you should never put your head down onto the ground like those Muslims do, and, you know, make yourself less than or whatever. Like, you should kneel. We kneel down and pray. But then he tested it out for himself, and he was like, it makes more sense to bow your head down.
Mm.
Because it's God. Mm. Like, what am I doing kneeling to God? I should be bowing down. And that was just his version of, you know, what he felt. And, you know, from being somebody. Can you grab that for me, dog? Appreciate you. My little addiction.
I guess he didn't cut back at all. Come on,
huh? Nah, dog. I got back on it yesterday. I was stressed out. Mm-hmm. A lot was going on yesterday. I was in my life, but I was in my feelings yesterday.
He's an easy target, I swear. He makes it so easy, bro.
Bro, I ain't gonna lie, dog. Wait, we gonna get back to what we were talking about. But I'm not always like this.
This is the most light skin response ever. This isn't me, this isn't us type shit. Oh, I can't stand you.
Good for you, because you sit down.
But yeah, man.
But yeah, dog, so it's really interesting, like with different religions and stuff like that. But there's a lot of things that the Quran does talk about. Like the Pharaoh's death and all those things, and like that it answers like things that are like there's like a whole thing on YouTube on that, man, that like things that they talk about in the Bible that don't make sense, but those things are answered in the Quran.
I feel like we're gonna see angels soon, just because I feel like we're in another time of crisis right now. Antarctica's thawing out, and Russia's been sending fleets there, and another, and like that's scary because like Russia, when they do things, they don't miss ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't waste time, and they've probably strategically planned out what they want to do in Antarctica or what they're expecting there.
You think so?
Despite the, yeah, there's definitely files on Antarctica that we haven't seen, and probably talking about actual things and people that have disappeared going there. I mean, there's been millionaires that have tried taking their they hired out fleets to go down there because they want to go down there, and then they never come back. So like that's, and there's, you know, millionaires from all over the world, not just, because millionaires don't come from America, they're from all over the world. Millionaires from all over the world throughout time have tried going down there to see, just to explore, because when you're that rich and you have everything, you're just bored and you want to go places. And you know, there's definitely been some people that have just gone missing on their voyages towards Antarctica.
So what do you think is in Antarctica?
Man, I think there's definitely some building-like structures deep underneath the ice.
Mm-hmm. Do you think at one point Antarctica had like life on it, and like the last ice age and shit like that, like before everything was frozen over?
Maybe something along the lines of like something Atlantis-like was there.
Well, they talk about that with the Reshot structure in Africa.
Yeah, so that's the scary thing, is like Antarctica really fucked around and found out when it came to crystals and energy and knowing and technology and shit like that. And to their own detriment, like any other form of human society. And then they didn't have a Quran there to keep them on a foolproof moral setting, to keep them on this grounded ground. The things they believed in was malleable and playable, so that anyone can put that. But in
do you think
direction.
That's what happened, or do you think like a cataclysmic event happened where like an asteroid, or something like that hit?
I feel personally, they fucked around and found out, because they didn't. It was multiple things, multiple mm-hmm. factors that just weren't grounded,
mm-hmm.
and it led to their demise. And I'm pretty sure the world turned on them at some point.
Possibly. There's a gentleman named Randall Carlson where he talks about the Younger Dryas impact theory. So there's this meteor. There's a torrid meteor stream that passes by Earth every July and November. We actually just got out of it. And small fragments of that hits Earth very frequently.
Yeah.
And that's what happened in Russia, the Tunguska event, basically where I think it was like 1,000 or 2,000 feet in the air. A comet exploded and cleared out like 100 square miles. It flattened 100 square miles of land, like trees and everything, just by exploding in the air, like a couple hundred feet or 1,000 feet or something like that above that in the atmosphere. You know what I mean? And 1,000 feet in the air is not that high. Like. In terms of like impact and stuff like that, like now imagine if that shit actually made contact and hit the Earth, that 100 square miles that was destroyed for it being exploding in the air, bro, would have been at least 300-400 miles of destruction, and it could have even woken up the the volcanoes in the European, like the super volcano in Europe.
I feel like there's a lot of bad shit that's happened on Earth that is long term.
100%.
Long term, like has affected it long term, like Bermuda Triangle.
What do you think with the, what do you think the thing with the Bermuda Triangle is? Do you think that's like a made up thing?
I think it's a real thing. I think there is something on
like a magnetic field.
Like we live in a 3D world, right?
Do we?
3D, 4D. And I feel like there's like other dimensional things that we can't see with our own naked eye,
yep.
but we can feel is different with when you're in, and that might have happened. And I feel like stuff like that in areas like that, because there's areas like that throughout the world. You know, mm-hmm. if it's just that's just a very large area. We're like, it's just I feel like there's a lot of smaller areas throughout the world, like in America. Oh, bro, hey, let's talk about staircases that are throughout the U.S. Random staircases. Let's say you're on a bro, this is staircases have fucked me up. Let's talk about staircases, bro. So there's been staircases that have been found throughout the U.S. and allegedly you're not supposed to touch these staircases. Like, let's just say you're on a road trip and you see a staircase all the way off in the distance, or if it's in the forest, local authorities have claimed that you're not supposed to touch that. They have them gated off. Because when you touch that, typically you go missing. Or horrible things happen to you and you're found later on. Multiple mm-hmm. stories, multiple articles on this. It's on my laptop. Bro. And then multiple people have fucked around and found out with these staircases. They'll either climb, they're not supposed to walk up the staircases, you're not supposed to touch them. Some people, because these staircases have been found throughout the from like the 40s up until today's time. And some people have fucked around and climbed up these staircases. And there's not many people that ever come back from these staircases.
So where did it go? Do you feel like it's like a magnetic field or something?
Yeah, exactly. Like there's something on a 6D scale possibly happened is the rumor to it. To where once you go up these staircases, because all you're looking down, all you're looking at when you're going up these staircases are the steps. And I guess, and the rumor is you're going into another dimension. You're no longer in this world. And you're like in this, like a whole other level of plane. And it's just, that's why they go missing. And if they touch them, they've already associated their being in this 3D, 4D realm that we're in. And now they've associated their being with that being, which is why they say don't touch the staircase. Don't even fucking go up it. Don't touch that shit. But some people fuck around, they play with a few steps, and they go back, jump back in their car. And something bad happens to them. And you're not supposed to fuck around with the other dimension.
Yeah, that's even scary, in Islam, they talk about that.
Multiple.
Like with jinns.
Yeah, I can't imagine what. And I think with that, those are just different parts in time that have gotten lost in the ripple of what's happened over the years. Staircases mm-hmm. have been around for a couple thousands of years, hundreds of thousands of years. And they never look the same. And they're never in the same spot. But it's the most unexplained thing in the U.S. right now is the random staircases you'll find throughout the country and probably in the world. But the U.S. this is what we're talking about. This is what we're seeing. This is what Texas Rangers have reported over time. And yeah, bro, don't fuck with staircases. You see staircase on a road trip, don't fuck with it. Walk away. Just go about your business, dude. It's fine. Just keep walking. Take a picture if you really want to, but. I really don't recommend that either.
And so one of the things in Islam to talk about, like, with the jinns is like every human born has a jinn counterpart. Yeah. Which they call the Kareem. And those things are like, you're not supposed to interact with jinns in any way. Because the jinns can be good and bad. You know, they're like 4 or 5D beings. They're made of smoke. Like they're kind of like demonic in a way. I guess you could say like in American terms, you would say they're demonic, like demons. But they're really not demons because they pray as well. And they die as well. Like they have their families, they have their lives and everything. They just live in a different dimension than we do. Mm. And they can peer into our veil. They can peer the veil and come into our dimension and stuff like that. And some people we can obviously peer into their dimension, but we're not supposed to or interact with them. You can get like, you know, like when they talk about mirror, getting locked in the mirror.
Yeah. Locked in the mirror dimension.
Yeah. Right. They talk about that too. And I was just reading something where, you know, they're like, you shouldn't look at yourself in the mirror too often either. Like, you know how sometimes we just be looking at ourselves in the mirror and we kind of get admired by that. It's a trap.
It is a trap.
It's a trap because then they talk about how jinns can get obsessed with you and cause problems in your life, like, because they might fall in love with you or whatever, and they might cause it to where you don't have successful relationships. You don't have, you know what I mean? Like, it leads you down to a destructive path because they're causing all these problems in your life. Now, I mean, being a Muslim, I do believe in those things, right? And that's the one cool thing I really like about Islam is the fact that they talk about these things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because that's essentially hinting at the takeover of narcissism, I'm sorry. Yeah.
What you mean?
Narcissism, we all know what narcissism is. You know, where you're self-obsessed and you're just a monster. But when you allude the facts to narcissism, it's a lot of what jinn is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's essentially what that is.
Yeah.
It's so crazy how all of this kind of correlates together.
Bro, it's crazy. We're unlocking a lot of shit. I hope that there's not a door knock.
You know? And the thing with that is like, there's a similar, and I think within your culture, like there's a belief that demons and bad spirits attach themselves to objects a lot.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's why you're supposed to let things go a lot.
Yeah.
And that's why hoarders have some of the craziest spirits.
Yeah, they do.
Some of the craziest personalities because it could be 31 spirits to an object, yeah, or more.
Not just that, but their attachment to things also causes a lot of problems because they're not supposed.
Love you.
That thing.
Bro. I pointed out his vape pen in case y'all didn't see that.
Nah, I was doing good on my detox, bro.
That boy was fighting demons.
Hey, I am,
that
dog.
Boy was fighting. He wouldn't even have no damn cold. That boy was fighting demons.
Nah, bro, it was crazy because, dude, I was having...
He was going reptilian.
Dude, I was having really bad withdrawals and from the nicotine, and then I got sick on top of that because my little sister was sick. Dude.
Something was going on last week
on
a spiritual sense. I don't know if you prayed or anything like that last week.
I did. I tried to.
But it was a full moon on the 7th.
Bro, whenever full moons happen, I always be feeling weird.
This past 7th, yeah. This past Wednesday, bro.
Speaking of Wednesday,
I've been feeling good ever since that. I don't know what happened, but I don't know. I just feel more optimistic. That's cleaned good. My house, cleaned my apartment.
Bro, I cleaned my room.
Yeah, bro. I deep cleaned the shit out of everything, added this shelf and this little anime poster. These. Anyways. Yeah, bro. I'm feeling better, though.
That's good, though, man. You got to get to a point where you do feel one.
You cleaned your room, huh?
Hell yeah. Deep cleaned that shit, too.
That shit probably feel nice. You got carpet or hard floor?
Carpet.
You ever, when you're vacuuming, you ever get that crunch and you just feel so satisfied? You're like, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's probably like coins.
Bro, I love sleeping on, because I like sleeping on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, sleep when it's fresh carpet, like when you just washed it, not washed it up, but you just vacuumed it and like to spray the Lysol shit on there. Mm. Oh.
Just heavenly.
Mm. The whole room smelled good.
What you got for me on aliens?
Aliens are interesting, man, because it could just be like the shit that we see, you know, they talk about seeing like aircrafts and all these different type of things that they talk about. Like people like Commander David Fravor and people like Jeremy Corbell and all these people that are very like, you know, they hunt, they try to like look for these things and have had interactions with these things. A lot of them, they don't know if they're like drones or what. It could just be drones. You know what I mean? Like, there was that one scientist who believed that the thing, there's flying object that passed by Earth called Oumuamua. He thinks that was a alien aircraft. He doesn't think that was just like a rock. He goes, the dimensions of it, the way it was moving, the way it was retracting light, just everything about it just wasn't of like a space rock. It was more of like a spacecraft.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So he has a theory on that and doing all those things. And so it's interesting with that to what, that was slick what he just did.
Mm-hmm.
We watching a Bad Bunny music video and he had a card game he was playing. He dropped a card to kiss a girl. Legend.
Me. But, man.
That's a fly hoodie though.
Yeah, dude. This was a sad boy. This was Yonaguni. This one's sad.
That's a sad song?
It's a sad song.
Really? I need to listen to it.
Yeah, bro. It's a good vibe. You don't even got, he even speaks in Japanese a little bit at some point. But yeah, man. This is my favorite light skin.
Me?
I tolerate you.
You know what? Just like everybody in my life.
Damn, why you look like that?
Yo, my girl roasted the shit out of me. Now, she told me, my girl straight up told me, she goes, I look like a fly.
What the fuck? I would I would block her for a day. I'd be like, nah, bro, I got to recover. That hurt.
Yo, she straight up told me, she goes, you look like a fly. Like, we were just roasting each other, talking shit. And she goes, what? You look like a fly. And I was just like... Yo, legit, I laughed so hard when she told me that. What'd you do? Who the fuck you think you are? Nah, she was doing that, bro, because she was saying my glasses made me look like I got like a bug. She be roasting me, dog.
Hey, man, that's real love right there.
Hey, right. Man, that is real love.
Man.
Dude, I want to go skydiving in Dubai.
I just want to go to Dubai. Nah, I want to go to Tulum. I want to go to Tulum first, to be honest. I've been eyeing Tulum and Bali for the longest.
I'm trying to go to Bali next summer.
I want
to
go to Bali first, I'll be honest. But even though you can't be fucking unless you're married there, allegedly is the new law. That's for tourists. Because too many people have been going over there, been fucking and having fuck orgies.
Really?
Yup.
In Tulum?
No, in Indonesia, Bali.
Ah.
Yeah, they made a whole like law that on tourists that if you're having premarital sex, then you're going to do time there for like 2 to 3 years.
How did it prove that you married?
Exactly.
I can just put a ring on.
Exactly. Put a ring pop. Yo, you bring your birth, bring your marriage certificate. Whatever.
They probably make you do that, to be honest with you.
Yeah, bro.
Damn.
I love these videos.
Yeah, those are cool videos. Yeah, I love fish islands.
Mm-hmm. Bro. I'm so horny.
What?
Nothing. I can't walk. I couldn't work at a morgue. What? You heard that? No.
how dead does somebody have to be for you to like, did you like, nah, I'm not gonna fuck them?
Dead ass.
Yeah, I mean, they're already dead, of course, dead ass. Nah, but for real, like, what would be like the, like, your threshold, like, freshly dead, like, you know, they just, like, their heart just stopped beating.
Bro, I don't know. I'd be too pussy. I'd be like, what if I catch the dead and I start dying because I fucked a dead person?
But, I mean, the blood is still circulating.
Man.
Remember, the brain is still active for 7 minutes. You getting one last one in?
Y'all let us know in the comments what y'all would do.
For sure. Yeah. Go ahead. Let
y'all
them know.
Y'all let us know.
Would you bleach your cat? Your cat was like.
Would you bleach your asshole, though?
What?
Would you bleach your asshole,
no.
though?
No.
Damn.
No.
He guess he's not that light skinned.
No, I would not bleach my asshole.
That's crazy.
That's wild. Why would I do that? That sounds so painful. Man. Would you ever do a beer chug through your asshole? Like, where they hold you upside down and put, like, a little plug in your ass, and then they turn it on from the keg, and it just, like, hits you?
My asshole ain't built for that. I don't think I'd survive that, bro. Hell to the no.
That sounds so fucking crazy.
Man. Hell no. Bro. No. Wait, did you get to grow anything for Christmas? I forgot to ask.
I mean, I don't celebrate Christmas. Yeah, I know, but like, you know, I'm working on getting her some stuff, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. I have ideas for presents, and I'm going to execute on those ideas. Mm. We just got to figure out a date where I can go see her. Yeah, she's in school. She worked fucking full-time. I'm in school, and then, you know, setting some stuff up for full-time stuff for myself. Ugh, man, long-distance shit is tough.
This is true.
But, you know, it's not for the weak. This shit ain't for the weak, man. Real talk, like, you in the long distance relationship,
Better
this
shit's
not for the weak.
Better love him.
You really gotta. You also gotta be like.
Unless, like, you cheating and shit, then, like, you know, do you.
Nah, man. If you cheating in our age, like, if you over 22 years old. She said no. If you're over 22, 23 years old and you're still cheating, bro, fuck you.
You said fuck you.
No, for real, because you're really just hurting good people at that point.
This is true.
If you're still cheating after 22, 23 years old, you're a fucking child and you don't deserve to be loved. In my opinion, you don't deserve to be loved because you're really playing with other people's hearts, man. And that comes at a price because you take a piece of their soul with you when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that comes with a fucking price and people don't realize it, man. And it's going to come back to you tenfold.
Tenfold.
It's going to come back to you tenfold.
Tenfold.
And you're not going to like it. You're not going to like it. So don't play with somebody's child because you're going to have a child one day.
This is true. Boomy, go ahead and give us your input.
Yeah, Boomy, give us your input.
What do you think? This is true. Exactly.
Exactly.
You don't like cheating, right? Exactly.
You see that? He gets even it, the bro. Cat said no cheating.
Exactly. My boy gets it.
Yeah. That's why he get all the street pussy out here.
This is true.
And he just took off.
Mr. Bitches.
You know what I'm saying? Mr. Bitches.
Mr. Bitches.
Ain't that from the Boondocks?
Probably.
They gonna call me Bitches. Remember when Granddad was going on dates? He was talking about, they gonna call me Bitches.
What?
You ever seen the Boondocks?
Nah, man. I wasn't allowed to watch the Boondocks when I was a kid.
What? You got HBO?
No. That's he's fighting with me right now. I deleted all streaming apps.
What?
In the past 2 months, I've had no streaming.
So what have you been doing?
Bro, I've been reading these books. And
fucking nerd.
Literally.
You want to educate yourself, you fucking dork?
For real.
You Jimmy, you Mexican Jimmy Neutron looking ass motherfucker. You see how big your head is, bro? I feel bad for your mama when she was pushing you out. You got any siblings?
Nah, bro. Only child. It's been all about
me you know why?
Day one, baby.
You know why?
Day one, baby. What
you know
mean?
Why? You know why? When your mom pushed you out, I was like, shit, I should have swallowed.
Nah, bro. I can't get me with that. Man, I've been a prince since day one. I was the only
princess.
Prince, baby. All the Yu-Gi-Oh cards and Pokemon. What you mean? Making it rain. Fuck yeah. That was my life, boy.
Hey, bro, I was the only child for 8.5 years of my life.
That's why you're like this. You had your whole thunder stolen from you. You would have been me. Damn. It's too bad.
My little sister took the only person that gave me attention from me.
I know. That's why you like this, bro. Oh,
I'm telling you, man. Mm-hmm. Yo, I think being raised by a single mom made me more emotional than anything. Because I feel like if I was my dad was my in my life around the time when he wasn't, I would have been a whole different person.
Okay, wait. No, I just learned a little bit about you, I think.
What?
So your dad, your biological dad, doesn't live with you right now?
No, he does.
Okay. So he vanished for a little bit and then came back and then made your sister.
And he didn't really vanish. He just sent us away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this makes sense.
Yeah, bro. I grew up in a third world country because of my dad.
Now we got a lot to learn about Rafi.
Ruffy.
And so for your first 8 years of life, you spent it here. You and mom got sent here.
Nah, so I was born in America.
Okay.
When I was 2 years old, me and my mom moved to Pakistan.
Okay.
And we lived there for 5 years until I was seven.
Okay.
And I was like seven and a half. We moved back to America.
Okay.
Excuse me. With my dad and everything. And yeah. But in those years, you know what I mean? Like those are very foundational years of your life between that
this
time.
Is true.
You know what I mean? Like, this is where you really develop. You learn a lot of things.
You see, what kind of cartoons did you see when you were little?
Oh, bro, I watched Tom and Jerry like motherfucker.
They had Tom and Jerry over there?
Fuck yeah.
What else they have over there?
Courage the Cowardly Dog. Everything. Like, we had Cartoon Network. But only on when we was living on my mom's side of the family, though. Because when we lived on my dad's side of the family, bro, it was poor as fuck.
It do be like that, man.
Dog, so it was like I got to experience what living with being at an actual third world person is. Like living with my dad's side of family and then living with my mom's side of family, like what it's like to be with people that have some money. Not a lot of, I mean, enough to where you can live comfortably, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like you live very comfortably in a third world country, like you have your amenities. Like your light will still go off from time to time, but you know some people to where you can get your shit back.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like my mom's side of the family over there is like upper middle class, you know what I mean? My dad's side of the family on the lower end, so. Like, all my dad's family, like they grew up like gangsters over there, dude. Like, my dad's side of people, they was, like, in mobs and
I hear you, bro.
Shit like that.
Just organized shit.
Yeah, and it takes, like, me and my dad fucking immigrated here, you know what I mean? It takes a specific, it takes like a specific type of man to leave his family, to embark on a 3-month journey, to come to a new country, not speak the language, and build themselves up.
Man,
it's right? Tough. And in a way, I kind of had that same type of journey, like with me coming back to America as a child. You know, and like going from a place where everybody looked like me and everybody's like, you know, I'm around family all the time, to where now the people that look like me don't even want to fuck with me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Be your own people, bro.
Bro, it was. Like, I used to, I was thinking about this the other day, how I used to ask people to be my friend when I first moved to America because I had nobody.
Hmm.
You know? And then, you know, you got to deal with
bullies. That's why you're so extroverted.
Yeah, because I just...
had to make friends.
Yeah, I just learned to be funny.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I learned, like, yo, you're either going to get beat up, right, which I did, and shit like that, and you either got to be funny to get talk yourself out of it or be friends with people that beat people up. Hmm. One time I saw one of the guys that didn't want to be my friend get beaten up, so the way I made friends with the black people over there growing up was I jumped in and I started kicking the kid, too.
Nice.
And that's how me and the black people became friends.
That's crazy. Growing up, I was friends with more black people and Asian people than I was Mexican people.
Yeah. I didn't become cool with, like, my culture and, like, loving my culture and, like, respecting the things that I come from maybe, like, 2-3 years ago.
Yeah.
2-3 years ago is when I really became more involved, like, with learning about my culture and where I come from and, like, my history.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
And part of me does resent the fact that I didn't connect with it sooner, or I didn't grow up like being friends with a lot of people, like Desi people, because our culture is very fun. Like, we're very, like, poor people cultures are always a lot more fun than people with money.
That's true.
Because everybody's poor, there's just a different level of fun. Because everybody, you just have fun. You just want to do, all you want to do is laugh.
Yeah, literally.
All you want to do is laugh because that makes time go by. And that's all you're doing is when you're around poor people, when you're poor, is you're just doing whatever you can to get time to go by.
And then you get superpowers at some point. Man, if I had superpowers, I'd be a villain so fast.
You know, I used to say that too, but now being the villain is like the cool thing.
Man, I know I'd be a villain because I would do fucked up shit just to keep my people above water.
Nah, I'd drown everybody.
Maybe. Nah, I would just steal from people.
I would steal from poor people.
I would steal from, like, man, I'd steal from Jews. Oh, okay. Nah.
Whoa. On that note, this was our very last episode of Useful Nonsense.
It was good knowing you guys.
There's going to be a new rebrand. I'll have a new co-host coming up.
Catch me on my podcast.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Me and my left hand.
Ooh.
Me jerking off.
That'd be a fun OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Because I fade with my left hand. I like how you went with that route, though. Yeah, you're crazy. Yeah, man.
Oh, dude, I did meet another lefty barber today. Not today, yesterday, actually.
That's good. All right. Are they cool?
Yeah, he's a cool cat. Cool cat.
You said cool cut.
Cool cut. Cool cut.
Oh, man. I got 2 clients that are trying to join a barber school now.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
You should start your own barber school.
Fuck that shit. I don't want responsibility just yet. That's like, no, I'm good.
Bro, think about it, you could charge $10,000 a person.
Yeah, I gotta rent out a shitty sweat. I gotta learn this whole thing. No. Maybe when I'm older.
But think about it, you could still run your shop. And then, like, they could just watch you do cuts.
We'll see how commercial real estate goes in the next couple of years.
Oh, yeah, bro. It's about to crash really bad.
Yeah, bro.
Hopefully, like, if everything works out and I'm able to get into a shop, the shop that I want to get into, and I can develop my skill to a point where I'm making good money.
My goal is just to stack right now, not have any kids. Cyber
Monday. I ain't having no kids, son.
Bro, you want to know what I bought on Cyber Monday?
A crib.
Bro, I bought fucking Plan B. No, the HEB Plan B, the My Choice pills in bulk. I bought 10 of them. They were $8.95 a pop on Cyber Monday, so I bought 10. Bro, I'm probably gonna gift a few to my younger cousins that are they're fresh into the dating scene, and that'll be their stocking gift.
Bro, get out of jail Bluetooth? Free. Give them that and Bluetooth.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And get out of
do you that, ever that, use that's Bluetooth?
Like, I have no idea what that is.
You don't know what Bluetooth is?
Nah.
You ever take those little? It's like basically like chewable Viagra. Bro, that shit.
I'm gonna fuck them up.
Son,
That sounds like a gas station poo.
Nah, bro, it's better. It's better. It's
Wait, hold on. You did it. You took a gas station poo?
Nah, I've never taken
a gas station. You took a gas station? You can say you took a gas. Did she take a gas station poo?
Nah.
Somebody partook in a gas station poo. You're just not mentioning it. Oh, because she's watching. Never mind.
No. I'm not going to watch. Did she listen. Stop it. Stop it!
Guilty ass light skin. Come on. Look at him. Hey, he didn't even make eye contact. Goddamn.
I always wanted to use a gas station pill, but I was always scared. Because you know how the shit said, if your erection lasts more than 4 hours, you need to consult a doctor? So, dude, and like when I was younger, bro, I was really scared of that type of shit. I was like, yo, I can't have my mom and them finding out I'm fucking. So I would be so scared to take those pills. But then when I found out about Blue Chew, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I was like 23, 24 when I bought one. Bro, and I tried it on a girl dog.
No.
Bro.
How old were you when you tried a Bluetooth? Bro, tell me about Bluetooth.
That was like 2 years ago. I still got some. Bro, I keep one in my bag right there, dog. Yo. I ain't gonna lie to you.
No, not in the bag. Why are you bringing that in my house?
Not
in my Caucasian home. I'm a Cully Culkin in this bitch. Hold on.
That's like my little travel bag. That's the bag that I go whenever I go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? Because they got my camera equipment and shit in there. Bro, I'm serious, bro. Like, and in my little toiletry bag that I have, I keep condoms in there.
This motherfucker just be ready.
Dude, I'm ready all the time. I don't give a fuck. I got my baby wipes. My butt wipes, you know what I'm saying?
Not the baby wipes. He wanted his bussy licked on the go.
No, bro, listen. I'm Muslim.
So, boy, shut the fuck up.
You Americans, y'all use toilet paper. Y'all use toilet paper. Don't even get me started on y'all dirty ass. Bro, y'all assholes are so fucking dirty, dog. Yeah. Don't even start with me. Yeah. I'm taking shit and I'll wipe my asshole with one wipe. Fuck you. Yeah. I'm a real man.
He's like, I'm Muslim. I'm like, shut the fuck up. When you want to be, shut up.
Nah, bro, I'm trying to be better. Hey, dog, listen, man. Listen, bro.
He's vaping and beating his meat, and he'd be like, haram, afterwards. And then he make himself sick. Like, he's so dramatic, bro. I can't stand him. And then he'd jump on the same shit the next week.
Hey, dude,
and that's why we're behind. Motherfucker, bro. See, he's funny without trying, bro. This is that stupid shit.
Nah, man, but I use the wet wipes because, you know, I don't like walking around with my booty hole all dirty, bro. Like, I just be feeling weird.
What kind of sensories do you have?
Dude, I get a rash. I get a rash.
This is the most light-skinned response. That's how light-skinned he is, bro. He can feel when his booty senses are off. He got bussy senses. What the fuck?
That's the name of the episode.
Bussy senses, bro.
That's the name of the episode.
What the fuck? Damn, bro. I can't believe you took a gas station pill.
I didn't take a gas station pill. Dude. I took a Blue Chew.
You took them both, dude.
No, I didn't take both.
You look guilty, son. You lying.
Yo, you know what's funny?
Yeah, he's a Muslim boy lying out the motherfucking ass, bro. That's how I know he's lying.
It's so bad, bro. It was funny. Bro, wallahi, I'm telling you the truth. I've never taken a gas station pill. But the fact is, even when I try to tell the truth sometimes, I come off as guilty. Because I start laughing so much.
He's so full of shit, bro. It's so bad.
Bro, I said wallahi, dog. You can't lie when you say wallahi.
I don't know what that means, bro. I swear to Allah, bro. Man,
I do haram stuff. I'll be real with you. I do haram stuff all the time. I'm a harami. Okay? I have never. I come on the stand and then I just go on a solo shot for this. I have never taken a gas station pill. I have never in my life touched a blue rhino. Okay? A blue chew, I definitely have. Bluechew.com sponsored the podcast today.
Yeah, bro. Actually, do that. That'd be great. I will
promote here. Bro, I smashed Shorty on a Blue Chew, bro. She told me she might need an ice pack. I don't even know. I was like, my dick ain't that big. Yo, but I ain't gonna lie, bro. Blue Chew might have added like an inch and a half to my shit, dog. Yeah. Cause
Blue Chew, they right next to the booty wipes, the booty wipes. Bro, you already know. Them on the go, baby. Hey, but are they scented though, or like they're not scented, ones, bro. The soft ones. I got the lavender ones. I'm on my bus. He's smelling good, baby. Lavender. What you mean?
Nah, oh, yeah. You know what? You know what's a clue?
Right, when you get your ass eaten, do you pretzel yourself backwards? Do you arch, or do you just like I sit on? I personally, I sit on a girl's face.
I've done two out of those three.
I sit on the girl's face.
The first time I ever got my ass ate, bro, it was at the BJ in Bay Area. It was in the parking lot of BJ's. And
yo, blocked. What the fuck,
bro? Hear me out.
Leave.
Yeah, the story gets
wild. Why
wilder.
BJ's, bro?
Bro, she just bought me. You know what the crazy part is, bro? Right. She had bought me Grand Theft Auto 5 for my PS4. And she ate my ass. Dude, I remember we was at BJ's. Look, we and her Toyota Corolla. We both had a Toyota Corolla, right? She had a little Toyota Corolla, too. So we's in the backseat of her Toyota Corolla. She's slopping me up, give me a BJ in the BJ parking lot. You know what I'm saying? And so I was like, so we in the parking lot. Why don't you go? You know what I'm saying? I was like, I watched this thing on the porn. When the girl ate the dude's ass, I want to try it out. And and she was like, cool. And then I didn't know the right way. So this was my gay moment. Listen, bro. So we in the back of the parking lot, bro. We in the back seat of a Toyota Corolla, 2014 Corolla, whatever version she had. Right now, if you know anything about Toyota Corollas, you got a lot of head space, but you ain't got a lot of, you know, moving around space like in the car itself because the seats are so small. So the only way I had to go, like, you know what I'm saying?
No! She pretzeled your ass. That's so funny.
Bro, but it gets funnier.
Not the bounce. That boy was excited. That boy got...
Bro.
This is how light skin he is, bro.
Bro, hear me out. It gets worse.
Haram! Oh, boy, man. How does it get worse, though? I need to know. Did you moan? Oh, yeah, I know you moan. He does.
I did more than moan, dog.
He's like,
Son, it felt so good. I started giggling.
No. He's on some psycho shit, bro. What the fuck?
Bro, my legs ain't know what to do, dog. My legs started shaking, and I just started trying to kick the roof. out the car, bro. I was like, stop.
There's like a dent up going.
Oh my god, bro. I could not stop laughing, dog. It felt so fucking good.
No.
And then the next time was like a couple years later. When I'm like, it was like a sofa like this, you know what I'm saying? And Shorty's head was hanging off the thing. And I'm just like, throw fucking her. And the next thing you know, I just kind of put one leg up on the sofa. You know what I'm saying? Put my balls in her mouth. And then I just kind of slid my ass in the mouth. And then she just kept licking, bro. And then she was doing shit I ain't never, you know, I ain't even know you could do with an asshole. She started like, she started sucking on my butt cheeks and shit. That shit was crazy.
Yeah, you know his ass hairy as fuck, too.
Hell yeah, it's like a jungle down there.
Yeah.
You might fuck around and
she
get
nasty.
Lost.
Nasty, I love that.
She was nasty. But, hey, listen, those were the back. Those were the back. Hey, like Drake said.
I'm dead. He just remembered.
Hey, sometimes, though, sometimes I'll be having flashbacks, bro. Dude, I had a wet dream.
No,
I don't even remember the fucking
dream.
Bro, I went on like a sabbatical. You know how I told you? I was supposed to be doing a dopamine detox where I was supposed to give up nicotine, masturbation, pornography, and
that's
weed.
Why he was out for 2 weeks. His body was fighting him back.
I've been failing every single day. But, bro, the first 3 days where I had no nut, no porn, nothing, no stimulation, no nicotine, no weed, bro, the third day, I fucking took a nap. And I woke up with me coming on my stomach.
Yeah,
dog, it was crazy. Like,
that's an out of body experience. What the
bro? I was so mad.
Yeah.
It was crazy, dude. Imagine waking yourself up. You nut so hard, you wake yourself up.
In your sleep, bro.
Bro, I nutted so hard, I woke up. I got scared.
Bro.
I don't even remember the dream. That makes me more mad because, like, if it was a, it must have been a great ass dream that I nutted.
You must have been piping.
I know.
Crazy. Yeah, I've never been pretzeled with my ass. I've definitely sat on a girl's face though, and like,
that's ain't that like a dominating feeling?
Yeah, bro. Because for me, it's like I feel like I'm trolling, I'm teabagging, but then also my asshole is there. So like, hey.
Hell yeah.
But man, come on now.
Hey, that's gotta be the clip.
Clutching glizzies with the fellas.
21. No! Do something for you. Hey. On that note, bro, we gotta end this shit. We gotta end this shit.
All right, man. Yeah, right, yeah, man. For sure.
Thank y'all
for
listening.
Thank you, thank you.
This is Javi. I'm Ruffy. We out of this motherfucker. Peace.
Peace.